This week's Parsha Vayetze is the Leda of almost all the Shiftei Ka, of the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael. Everybody except Binyamin is born in this week's Parsha. The Shvatim, I think we could divide in two ways of 8 and 4. We could look at them as the 8 Bnei Leah and the 4 Bnei Rachel. And we could look at it also as the 8 Bnei HaGvirois and 4 Bnei HaShvachos. And this concept of the 8 and 4 is merumes in the concept of Echad, that they're all together as one, with the Rabbani Shloilem united as one Ummah and one Mishpacha. Ches Dalet, so either again we have the Ches Bnei Leah, Dalet Bnei Rachel, or the Ches Bnei HaGvirois and Dalet Bnei HaShvachos. This second way of looking at it really is mefurish in Rashi, Chazal, earlier in Parshas Vayera, when we lay in on Rosh Hashanah, when Nachar and Milcah had 8 sons, and then Nachar had a Pilegish, a Shmaru Uma, and had 4 more sons. Zok Rashi, Gam Hi, she was madama her mishpacha to Avram with having 12. Ma Avram yud beis shvatim she yotzu mi Yaakov. Avram has 12 shvatim that come from Yaakov. Ches bnei hagviros, 8 from Rachel Leah combined. V'dalet bnei shvachos and 4 coming from the shvachos. Af elu, so too that Nachar and Milcah ches bnei hagviros. 8 from the Gvirais, that's Milcah, the Dalet B'nei Pilegesh, and 4 from the Pilegesh. So clearly, this Ches Dalet of the B'nei Gvirais and the Dalet B'nei Shvachos is a Zach. There is a Cheshbin in the Rabbanu Shloilem's Tzura for Klal Yisrael to have it structured this way. Now, we recognize, of course, Ishus is the highest Darga. But if you would have asked between Pilegesh and Shivcha, which is higher? Might have thought Pilegesh is higher than Shivcha. Then strange that by Nachar and Milcah, it's with a Pilegesh, and the Shiftei Yisrael are done al Yedei Shivcha. I want to be Matzia, the opposite, that Avada Shivcha is much hecher than Pilegesh. Background, first to Hanacha, not going to be Meirich, but you can look in the Mishnah in Kedushin Samach Vav Amid Beis. The basic idea of the father having yachas to his children is dependent on the level of connection he has with the mother. The most pure connection he has, the children are totally misyachas acharov. When he has no connection to the mother, then the children are not misyachas acharov. That's the basic idea, that through the mother, the children are misyachas to the father. Pilegesh is not an Isha. It's without Ksuba, without Kedushin, and the children get sent away. Pnei Lakshim, Avram sent away. They're not part of the Mishpacha. They're not going to get Yerusha. They have that relationship that the Pilegesh had with Avram, but then the children have no asidus, no continuation to be connected to Avram. The Shvachos are Hecher. Why are the Shvachos Hecher? Because it's Shivchas Rachel, because it's Shivchas Leah. And this is Mefurish in this week's Parsha, that it's going to say, Rachel says to Yaakov, Hinei amosi bila boileo, v'seilet al birkai, v'ibone gam anoichi mimana. It's going to be ki'ilu, the child is coming from Rachel. V'titen lo yas bila shivchas elisha. She gave bila to be to Yaakov. And memelet miyuchas still to Yaakov Avinu. And this is the same thing by Leah. Then when Vatera Leah ki amdo miladas, Vatika chasilpa shivchasa, Vatita nosil Yaakov Lisha. Zilpa gives her, and it's shivchas Leah that makes that the children are mesiaches to Yaakov Avinu. It is through the Ishus. That is, the Pilegesh has their independent relationship, and therefore the children have no shachas. They're off. Masha Enkein, when it's shivchas Rachel, Bila's children, Shivchas Leah, Zilpah's children, they become part of Klal Yisrael because they are through Rachel and Leah. And Rachel and Leah are the ones who give the names. The children of Dan and Naphtali and Gad and Asher are given by Rachel and Leah because they are their children. So through being the children of Rachel and Leah, they are nesiaches to Yaakov and part of the Shvatim and part of the Yudvesh Shvatim that form Klal Yisrael. This is the milah that Shivcha has over Pelegish. The emes is that this is not the first time that we find that this kind of relationship is created. Sarah Imenu started this with Avram. And she said, and he's after 10 years in Eretz Canaan, she said, Bono el Shivchasi, ulai ibona mimena. I'm going to be Nivna through this. And Avram listens. Vatikach Sarah Yeshes Avram Esogar Mitzvahs. Vatitin Oisol Avram, Isha Loli Isha. And Sarah gives Hagar over to Avram. This was exactly what Rachel and Leah are going to do later. Sarah already did earlier. But here, it doesn't work. Here, it fails. And two psukim later, Vatayimer Sarah el Avram, Chamosi Olecha, Anoichi Nosati Shevchasi B'chekecha. And Sarah says, this is unacceptable. This can't work. What changed? By Rachel and Leah, Bila and Zilpah, it's perfect. This is the Shlemus of the Shiftei Ka. By Hagar, Yishmael, Sarah changes her mind. What happened? Well, the Pasuk tells us. The intervening Pasuk says, first, Vatiten Oysa Lavram Isha Loli Isha. Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Hey is, Chamasi Olecha, this is totally unacceptable. Pasuk Dalet is, that once Hagar became pregnant, Vateriki Harasa, Vatekal Gevirta Beineha. The bailus that Sarah has over her role as a Shivcha became thrown off. She says that I now have my own relationship with Avram. You have your own relationship with Avram, you're a Pelegish, and Yishmael has no Sheiches. That ultimately it's going to be Garishas HaMahazois. The Siba, why Don Naphtali got Asher, are the foundations of Klal Yisrael, is because Bilhah and Zilpah remained Shivchas Rachel Valeya, and through that they are Kuloi part of Klal Yisrael. Masha Enkein, Hagar, that started off as Shivchas Sarah, and exactly this plan would have worked had she remained Shivchas Sarah, but she was Vatekal Gevirta Beineha, and Hayos, she threw off the bailus of Sarah, she lost her role as Shivchas Sarah, became a Pelegish of Avram, and Mameli Yishmael has no Schuyos. We say, every morning in Davening, before Pesuk Zimmer, Lo'ilam Ye'odim Yer Shemayim B'Seser V'Golui, so, when we say, Avalanachnu bnei Avram Avinu, Shenishbat Le'Bahar Maria, Zera Yitzchok Yechidoi, Shenekal Al-Gav HaMizbeach, that we are the children of Yitzchok Yechidoi, the one and only to Avram. Now, what does that mean, the one and only to Avram? We know, of course, there was a Yishmael. But the Pasuk already has told us this. By the Akedah, the Rabbani Shalom told Avram, Kachnos Bincha Es Yechidcha. Is Yechidcha. Yitzchak is a Yachid. Is a Ben Yachid to Avram Avinu. And this already comes from the earlier Pasuk where the Rabbani Shalom told Avram, Ki bi Yitzchak yikari lecha Zara. It's only Yitzchak is going to be Zara. This is the reality caused, created by Hagar. In Vatekal Gevirta Beineha, she alters her role from being Shivcha Zara to becoming Pelegish Avram, and Memela Yishmael is no longer in the Siaches to Avram. And get sent away. Masha Enkin Bila and Zilpah, who are going to remain Shivchas Rachel and Shivchas Leah, their children are the foundations of Klal Yisrael. Now we go weiter. Adas Yaakov B'chorecha. That we are the Eda of Yaakov, your B'chor. I would like to point out the contrast between B'chor and Yitzchok Yechidai. Yaakov is called the B'chor, Yitzchok is called the Ben Yochid. Because Hagar, having become a Pelegish, Yishmael no longer exists. He's off the map. He's off the ranch. Masha Enkein, Yaakov is the Bechor. Bechor does not have to have any other children. But it allows for there to be another child. There can be Pshutim after a Bechor. Esav remains the child of Yitzchok and Rivka. And therefore, Esav always is going to be Nisyaches to Yitzchok and Rivka. Yishmael can change his status of whether he remains Zaracha. Esav becomes entirely, and therefore Yishmael becomes entirely off the map. Mashkein Esav, no matter how big a Rasha he is the child of Yitzchok and Rivka. Therefore, Yaakov's role is as Bechor, which allows that Esav could be Mekusher to Yitzchok and Rivka. Maran Kedushin says, Yisrael, Esav is Yisrael Mummer. This is this idea. Esav has a Shem Yisrael Mummer, not his children, but he has a Shem Yisrael, and he's a Mummer. That's the Chelik of his being a Rasha, but the Sheikhaz of Yisrael is because he's fully a child of Yitzchok and Rivka. And this as well, we see in the Pasuk in Yeshua, Pasuk in Yeshua that we're all familiar with because we say it in the Leil HaSeder, in Yeshua's final speech to Klal Yisrael. See, he starts off with Terach, Eved Avedah Zarah, Vayikach as Avram, Vayiten LaAvram es Yitzchok, Vayiten LiYitzchok es Yaakov es Esav. Vayiten LaEsav es Harsei LaResh Esoy Soy, VaYaakov Avon of Yardu Mitzrayim. So when we describe Avram, we just gave him Yitzchok. Yishmael is not mentioned anywhere. When we describe Yitzchok, I gave Yitzchok Yaakov and Esav, because Be'etzem Esav remains Mekusher. The Rabban Shalom gives him the Yerusha and Seir, and Yaakov von of Yerda Mitzrayim become the Kiyum in the Brisbane of Asarim. But it's this Nekuda, because Esav remains the Yisrael Mumr. The contrast that Yitzchok is Yechidai is the one and only, Yishmael is nowhere to be found. Yaakov is the Bechor, because it allows room for Esav to be there. Now, Esav is a Rasha, and is not, but he's a Yisrael Mumr, and that's why he's not part of the picture. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Yitzchok, you carry lechazara, be Yitzchok, will it call Yitzchok?" Conventionally, we always understand that is it's a miut somehow, but it's a drasha from Teresh Baal Peh. The pshuta is Yitzchok, you carry lechazara, and Yishmael has no shaychus. The be Yitzchok, will it call Yitzchok? Allowed the possibility of Esav being there. Yosemizah, the Mashal asks a question there from the Bechalitza. It says, "V'yikarish may be Yisrael. V'yikarish may be Yisrael. Atche ovev v'imay be Yisrael, because he has to be kulay mi Yisrael." In fact, the Mashal here be Yisrael sounds like it's kulay mi Yisrael, and over there we're saying be Yitzchok v'lo kol Yitzchok. The Chamer V'chaya there in Sanhedrin brings a Medrash Shechatayiv that says the drasha be Yitzchok v'lo kol Yitzchok is not like we conventionally understand it, that it's a miut. Because be is not a miyot. Fakar, be is kulay. Be Yisrael is kulay of avi'imai. Be Yitzchok is kulay Yitzchok. Zot the Medrash, the reason is Mamayat Esav is because be Yitzchok is kulay Yitzchok. Somebody who's dovak to the maisim of Yitzchok and the Yerushamayim of Yitzchok is shayach to Yitzchok. Be Yitzchok, you're not mekusher and gansan to Yitzchok, then you're taka off. That's where Esav has been off, because he doesn't choose to follow in the drachim of Yitzchok. So there's a fundamental difference. Yishmael, through Hagar, becoming from Shivcha Sarah to the Pilegesh, Yishmael is not in the Parsha. Esav is a child of Yitzchok and Rivka, remains Yisrael Mummer. And it's his choice as Rasha that makes that, like Yitzchok, that he's taken not included. One of the ways in which we see this difference is Avram sends Yishmael away. He's no longer Mekusher. Yitzchok and Rivka never send Esav away, because I believe they're offering that he should always have the opportunity to do tshuva. Esav leaves on his own. Esav decides to go to Haseir, but Yitzchok and Rivka never send him away. The pasuk says, we are familiar in the Ilah, Chavet Chavet Meitzer Rasha Ki Im B'Shuva Im B'Dracha. The Chaya, HaRasha, Esav HaRasha is the paradigm Rasha. Matzia, that it was always available for Rasha, for Esav to do tshuva. Yishmael Taka does tshuva. He does tshuva to govern with Seva Taiva. That doesn't help the fact that he does tshuva, because he's already Ben Pilegesh and he's not Shayach to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Esav, Lu Yitzur, could have done, had he done tshuva, would then be part of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov would be the Bechor, he would be the Bashan. Where could he have done tshuva? There are many stages. instead of taking Bas Yishmael, Haysav Rajal Rishasai, had he gone to marry either Rachel or Leah? Or by the confrontation of Pasha Yishlach, that he would capitulate and accept that Yaakov is the Bechor? Or even all the way at the end, which is not Meforsh in the Torah, but in Chazal, by Maris HaMachpelah, had Esav done tshuva, mshuva midrach of Achaya, then Esav Yisrael mummer, a mummer that does tshuva, the Rabban Shlom is Mekabel. So that there's a different status between Esav and Yishmael. Just to be Messiah, the same idea. Again, I'm saying Yisrael Mumar only applies to Esav, not to his children. But Aval Pikein, there is a carry-off to the children. When Klal Yisrael wants to get into Eretz Yisrael, crossing through Edom, Ko Yomar Achicha Yisrael, the Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas. Achicha Yisrael, there's an Achva there. And the Pasuk in Devarim, when it talks about it, says, Atem Oivrim Esachechem B'nei Esav. Lo Yisayev Edomi Ki Achicha Hu. There's a shame, achicha, that blibes on the Bnei Esav. That there's an achva. And the Ramban speaks this out over there in Parshas Dvorim and says that Bnei HaPilagshim, like Yishmael and Bnei Keturah, they have no achva. But Esav, who comes from Yitzchak and Rivka, has achva with Klal Yisrael. There's a shame ach that remains. Ulai, that this musig of Esav being the potential Yisrael and even the possibility of the tshuva lies in that he's the primary, and he's a Russia, the primary adversary against Klal Yisrael. Esav, Golos Edom, over 2,000 years, rave of Klal Yisrael's history, ultimately the Gula will only come, then, because Esav is the one who could have been Yisrael, and in fact, through his Russia, chooses not to be part of our Shoshalas.